Okay, good evening. Welcome to the Gustavus City Council. The time is 6 p.m. We have a two-part meeting tonight. The first part will be a special meeting with a single agenda item. And then we will, like we did last time, close out Zoom, and then the participants in Zoom will need to re-enter back into Zoom at the close of that meeting. The second meeting will be the town hall meeting, which is a work session to go over our budget. So, and the first item, and I am calling the April 24th, 2024 special meeting to order. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Present.
Councilmember Patrick?
Present.
Councilmember Makoviac?
Here.
Councilmember Bishop?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Madam Mayor?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have a quorum. And Councilmember Patrick, could you read the vision statement?
We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative. And where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Okay, and before starting the meeting, we would request that you mute your phones, and for those out in Zoom land, keep your video off. The meeting will be recorded and posted to our website, and the packet will be projected in council chambers here and will be also available online at www.gustavus-ak.gov. The item that we have on for tonight new business is to approve the project scoping and development form for the PIPD planning grant. And I would ask City Administrator Kathy Leary if she could give us a brief summary of this.
Yes, and the reason this is sort of a last minute item is when I was in Anchorage for the Infrastructure Development Symposium, I talked to several DOT representatives. And when I came back, this was about the dock and the need for either a wave barrier or some sort of protective measure down at the dock. It's a huge undertaking. And having a feasibility study for what we would need to find the appropriate solution for that to protect the float system is going to require a lot of different agencies, a lot of local input. And so what we want to do is put forth what's called a Port Infrastructure Development Grant for a feasibility study for a wave barrier or some other solution that would protect our floats and protect our dock, not our dock so much as our floats and our vessels out there. And so DOT folks came back and asked me to have a meeting with them, and they are willing to help us put this whole proposal together, except for we're the ones that have to sponsor it because the state can only sponsor one PIPD project, and they were already sponsoring one. But they will help us write the whole thing and put it together. We would sponsor it, and they would do most of the legwork and see if they can turn it into a state project if we were successful in getting the planning grant. So I put together a scoping document for this, which is approximately $250,000 that the grant is for. And the state is hoping they can use their indirect for any kind of a match, and that we wouldn't have to have any kind of a match. Of course, we wouldn't know that until we were successful in getting the grant, but we could use even some grant management and internal staff time to offset some of that some of that match if it was necessary. We don't even know at this point that it is necessary, but because of the size of the grant, it had to have council approval because it's not on the capital improvement plan. And so that's what this document is before the council to approve at this time.
Okay. And do I have a motion to approve? this item?
Yeah, this is Kyle Bishop. I move to approve the project scoping document and development form for the PIPD planning grant.
Okay, and is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All right.
That was Taylor.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. And as a reminder, I forgot. Please state your name so that it'll be clear for the recording who's speaking. So the let's see, we had it has been moved by Councilmember Bishop and seconded by Councilmember Taylor to approve the scoping and development form for PIP planning grant. And we have already had a summary. Does the public wish to comment on this grant at this time? Okay, go ahead. Do you want to come forward to, is this
if you could actually,
oh, I'm sorry, to the podium.
And then if there's a button, if you could hit the button so the red light turns on, please.
And there's a little button to turn on in that upper part.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Jim Kearns from Gustavus. Well, I'm used to saying that, I guess, but anyway, I'm very in favor of what we're doing on this. As you all know, I talk about it quite a bit and I have for a long time. But I also have, I did go into town and talk to Kirk Miller, who's a DOT engineer. And honestly, he is right behind it with us. He wants to help out in many ways. In fact, he told me that this and a project in Tanaki are the two things that he wants to do before he retires. So he's willing to put in time and energy and expertise to help us get this thing going. And I gave him some ideas that I had. And he said, I think these could work. We just have to maybe modify them. But I think there's a way we can do it so that it would be really a great project. And it would make our dock a dock that is valuable for people. Okay. So thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
And I've forgotten to mention, I think we may not start it until the next town hall meeting, but we'll be using a 2-minute timer. Is that the little ding I heard? Oh.
That was not intentional.
Oh, no. Testing the air. All right. Do we have any other? Yes, ma'am.
So, are we doing the resident?
Oh, no. Just give us your name.
Just Kim Lundin. Can I ask a question, Madam Mayor? That's a clarifying question.
Sure.
Concerning this. So, it looks like we're applying for the grant with an idea of looking for a scope of project. Is that $250,000 also being looked at towards the actual improvement itself, or just the scope of the engineering work that would have to occur?
It's just the scope to come up with an alternative. The next step would be engineering and design, and then the next step would be construction. This was DOT's estimate of what it would take, whether they hire it out or whether they do some of the work themselves, but that was their estimate of what the planning and assessment piece would be.
I appreciate that clarification. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You can leave it on. Any other members of the in City Hall? And how about online? Does anyone out on Zoom wish to speak about this item? Okay, I'm not seeing any hands raised. Okay, and I would welcome council debate at this time. Do any council members wish to speak? Okay, go ahead, Councilmember Taylor.
So just a point of
clarification. Sorry, Vice Mayor Taylor.
Oh, that's okay, thanks. Yeah, Vice Mayor Taylor here. Just a point of clarification, I want to make sure I'm understanding this. You're saying it's not totally clear whether or not there'll be a match that will be needed to provide to get the grant or to apply for the grant, I guess. I guess I see the $250,000, which I believe I'm understanding to be total potential cost of the planning of the project, and then I see an 80% match, but that can be increased since we're in a rural area. I just want to make sure I understand what our potential obligation for this would be. Obviously, it's something we'd more than likely want to pursue, though.
It would be 80% with a 20% match, but it could be waived because we are in a rural area. You just have to fill out the paperwork to see if they'll waive it and at what percentage. At the end of the day, DOT is willing to help out with some of this. If we do have to come up with something, we would come back to the council saying, we need to come up with this amount, and do you want to do it? We don't have to accept the grant, but we do have to get the grant approved first before we even get to that point. And it's due May 12th. So DOT is kind of on it to get it started. And there's a few things that, including that one piece, could they manage it? And could they count their indirect as part of the match instead of us having to, you know, to come up with one? So, but there also is a process to waive it completely or partially, the 20% match, if we're from a rural area, which we are.
Great. That's excellent clarification. Thanks for that.
Okay. And Councilmember Driscoll has her hand up.
Yes, thank you. This is Councilmember Driscoll. So in this process of this first portion, will they be looking at an environmental impacts that it might, that any design might have?
I would imagine preliminarily they would take some of that into consideration, but I don't think the permitting piece of that comes until the engineering and design piece, which would be the second phase.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any other council questions or comments? Okay, I see none. Are we ready for the question? Okay, Madam Clerk, could you call the roll?
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Councilmember Patrick?
Yes.
Councilmember Mikowiak? Councilmember Mikowiak?
You're muted,
Jim.
All right, we'll come back to him since he's on Zoom and maybe having technical problems. Councilmember Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Councilmember Mikowiak?
Yes, I'm here now. Yes.
Okay.
Motion passes.
All right, be here now. Okay. It looks like it passed with unanimous results. And at this time, we're going to entertain public comment on non-agenda items. And we will, at this point, probably use the two-minute rule. Are there members in council chambers of the public that wish to speak at this time? I don't see anyone. How about, sorry. Okay, go ahead, Jim. Come forward, please.
I promised you guys I would do this, so I'm going to keep doing it. And that is,
give us your name again.
This is Jim Kearns from Gustavus. I promised you I'd do this, and I'm going to keep doing it, but we got to figure out a way to get Wilson Road paved. We've got to do something on there. It is, or so it can be smoother and not so easily damaged and hard to keep up. You know, it's just hard to keep up. So, and my idea is, and I'm going to just say it real quick, is we ought to figure out a way to get it turned into a state road. Lois Nixon was telling me that originally it was a state road. So let's get it back into a state road, and then the state can pitch in with us. And then we have at least one more road that's got to pave. And it's such a busy road with so much traffic, the gravel pit and all the places that are out there. It's just a pretty busy road. And I don't mean to demean anybody on Dolly Varden or any other road, but Wilson Road is a huge impact for a lot of people and a lot of traffic. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. All right. Any other members of the public wish to comment? And I don't see anyone out in Zoom. Are there city council comments at this time on non-agenda items? Does anyone wish to speak up about anything? No. All right. Unless there's further business, we'll adjourn this portion of the meeting at 6:14, and it looks like we're 1 minute ahead of time. So at this time, as I explained, I'll explain again, we're going to exit out of Zoom and then reemerge in the same Zoom link for the town hall, and it'll take a minute or two to do that.